The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know, when we talk about building cities and construction, you know what that means. That means it's time for Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Jonathan Cook is here this morning. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning.
Good morning. So we are here with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So for the next half hour, if you have any questions about construction or flooring or you're remodeling or you're thinking about remodeling or you want to know about vinyl plank or wood floors versus tile, all those kinds of questions, all you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. And Jonathan, who is on the expert panel, you get it? Jonathan,
I will be here to answer this.
So do get those texts in. And in the meantime, Jonathan, for folks maybe that are just joining us, maybe they're even just visiting, tell us about your company, how you got started. How long have you been doing construction? How long have you been building?
I've been doing construction since I was a kid.
Did it start with Legos?
Right. Well, I was homeschooled. So my homeschooling was working.
Okay. Yeah.
With my dad. And so I started, you know, really since I could walk.
Wow.
You know, working with him. But on my own, I started this company when I was 18. And it's all I've ever
that's
done.
That's young still. Yeah, I mean, that's so amazing.
So and you would think that, but being the fact that I'd already been doing it for so long with him, and obviously when I started off really small. It wasn't very big, you know, and it grew over time.
Right.
So I probably was in my mid-20s before it really started getting bigger, you know. So I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we're a full house renovation service. So we're talking about interior renovations, kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, paint, trim. And then we do exterior as well. So we do window replacement, siding, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we come across stuff that we don't do, most times we have subcontractors we can sub it out to. So if you know, like roofing, electrical, plumbing, AC, things like that, we have subcontractors that we can bring in to handle those items for you as well. We try to be a turnkey service. We've been in business since 2005.
Wow.
Got about 45 guys at work for us.
Mm-hmm. 20 years. Wow.
Yeah, going on 21 years now.
Amazing.
And then we have the retail flooring store. So we have a flooring store as well on Palo Fox. And that's a full retail store as far as, you know, just cash and carry material. If you want to just buy material and do it yourself, or if you want to schedule your job and have it scheduled and done by us, then we're happy to do that and install it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call the store anytime. If you don't get your questions on air today, just call us at 850-332-5905, and it's Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So.
And you do have a website, is that correct?
We do. Yeah, it's jonathansflooring.com.
So you can also go there to see all the different services you provide.
Or you can just look us up on Facebook. A lot of people do that.
Yes.
Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
Okay.
So you'd be surprised how many people reach out through social media these days.
I know, it's become the thing for
sure. I almost think it's more important than our website in a lot of cases.
I was just talking to a friend this morning about how texting's the thing now. Nobody leaves voicemail anymore.
Right.
So it's, I'm trying to keep up.
I don't check my voicemail near as much as my text.
Right,
and
exactly.
I even have that on my voicemail. I say, if you don't get me, you can leave me a message or you can text me.
Right.
Because if somebody texts me and say, hey, I just left you a message, I see it instantly. And then even if I'm busy with somebody or doing something, then I get back to it. Sometimes I get home at night and I just sit there and go through my text from the day to see if I missed anybody or need to call anybody back.
And it's
back.
The worst feeling, isn't it, when you miss one?
It's just
the worst. Because like, oh no. So anyway, we're talking this morning with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So what are you seeing these days and some of the things that are coming up on your agenda as we head into the fall?
Well, you know, a lot of people are worried about hurricane season right now. Some people are doing outside preparations as far as like, you know, making sure your fencing's good and your siding and windows and things like that. And we're even seeing some people request like hurricane shutters and, you know, just having them ready to go.
Does it take a long time to install hurricane shutters?
No, not really. It depends on the house. I mean, they're all different. But if it's just standard size windows, then you can just get the standard size. And so it's just a matter of getting them and putting the pins in. And a lot of times it can happen happen in a day or two. So okay. Maybe a couple days.
All right. Well, we've got a question for you. This is more on the career side. How can someone young get into what Jonathan does? I've been talking to my son about career paths, and are the trade schools a good starting point?
I do think that they are a good starting point. And obviously, if somebody comes to us and they're like, hey, you know, I went to George Stone or I have this, technical degree or things like that, it's something that we definitely look at. And I do like, because then I'm like, hey, this person's serious, you know. So they put some time, they put some effort in, they're serious. But what we really like is just really experience. And you can't really do that without just an apprenticeship under somebody. You can go to a trade school all you want, but it's not the same as being out there on the job doing it, you know. So those apprenticeships are probably, I would say, even more important than the trade school a lot of times.
Do you all offer any of those kind of things or opportunities?
It's not necessarily an apprenticeship, but we do hire a lot of young people that are just starting out. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And we have quite a few of them on our crew for helpers. And some of them are, like, I have one guy in particular I'm thinking of. He's like 25 and he's been with me about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And he's one of our flooring installers and he does really well. It was a little different for me growing up because my dad did remodeling, so I did a little bit of everything.
Right.
And if you can start learning at a young age while your brain's still developing, you know, you can pick up a lot of those traits. But I would say if somebody's just starting off and they haven't done that, focus on one thing and get really good at it. That's where you're really going to make the most money and be the most successful, because you have a lot of guys out here that can do a little bit of everything.
Jack of all trades kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. But it's not as valuable as somebody that like knows how to plumb houses and is a good plumber, somebody that's a good electrician. And the reason I say that is because, say, if you have somebody that's just a flooring installer, they're a good flooring installer, they can go install a whole house maybe in a day.
Right.
And they're going to make a lot more money doing that than somebody that say, okay, I can install flooring, but it's going to take me all week to get this done. And the next week I'm doing a little bit of sheetrock. So we have our company set up that way to where we have 45 guys and everybody helps everybody. But everybody that works for me in one way or another has a specific trade that they're good at.
They're an expert.
And that makes our team, yes.
And so they're an expert in what they do, which is a piece of the whole.
So like, say, Chris, for example, he does drywall for us. He's been with us probably about 7, 8 years now. And he will help do anything that we're doing. If we're laying flooring or painting or we're backed up on something, he's going to jump in there and help us do it. But 9 out of 10 times, he's doing sheetrock every day because he's good at it and he gets it done a lot faster. Now, say I could put Marco doing sheetrock for the day and he probably could get it done, but he's not going to get it done nearly as fast as Chris would, and it's not going to be nearly as, you know, as efficient. And at the end of the day, when you're talking about making money in construction, a lot of it does come down to time.
Right.
How long it takes you to do it, and how many jobs you can get done, because that also is based off your price. You know, if you're getting paid by the square foot and it takes you all day to put 1,000 square feet of flooring in, which that would be really good, but opposed to, you know, somebody that takes a week to put 1,000 square feet, that's how you're making money. You
exactly.
know? So I would say, for young people, pick one thing and get really good at it, and you're going to be more successful doing one thing than trying to do 20 things a little bit here and there.
I think that's great advice. So I'm curious, since you have kind of the big picture being in the position that you're in, what is the one thing that you see the most need for these days? Like, if I was trying to anticipate, okay, what's going to be the quickest hire? What do they need the most right now? Is it an electrician, or is it someone that does something?
Well, so here's the thing right about that is, the easiest traits to get into, say like painting or flooring or sheetrock or trim, those are very easy traits to get into. And you can become very good at doing flooring. Like, I'm really good at laying floors. But then you compete with a lot of people that just do it a little bit here and there, and they're constantly competing with you. If you had to just start from the beginning, start from scratch, if you pick the items that, like the mechanical items, then electrical, AC, plumbing, roof, even windows for that matter, not everybody can compete with you. Because, like, if you need your house rewired, you need a licensed electrician that can pull a permit on that. And so not just anybody walking down the road can compete with you. So the mechanical items are probably where the most money is. Say, especially like AC work, you know, plumbing, electrical, and roof. I would say them four items are the most money you're going to make in them. And they're the hardest for someone else to compete with you. Because if somebody wants to compete with you, they're going to have to go to school, they're going to have to get a license, they're going to have to learn how to do it, and they're going to have all the same cost that you have. So their price is going to be comparable to yours.
Right.
Opposed to, say, if you say, okay, I just want to put flooring in, and you can set a whole business up and do it 100% professional and proper, and then you're going to be competing with somebody that doesn't do that, that doesn't put all that time and effort in, or doesn't do, you know, necessarily as a professional job as you would do. And so you can still make good money in those fields. fields, but mm-hmm. the mechanicals is where you're going to make the most money. And if I was a young guy and I was just starting off, I would say either be a plumber, electrician, AC guy, roofer, but only be one of them things if you're passionate about it.
Right.
Now if you hate doing electrical, you hate doing plumbing, then it's not going to be your call.
No.
So I would first pick something I'm passionate about mm-hmm. and then look at those fields, you know, and see if that was a good fit for
them. Well, thanks, Jonathan, for answering that question so thoroughly, because, yeah, I mean, a lot of kids are trying to figure out what to do with the rest of their lives. So it's a great question. Thank you so much for sitting in, and I hope your son was listening to this conversation.
I don't think my son's going to do what I do.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so. He might, I think he will in a sense of a way. He's talking about being an engineer, so he's going to school.
Okay.
So he probably will in a different aspect be in the construction field and probably design neighborhoods and buildings and things like that, but physically doing the work.
Right.
I don't think that's what he wants to do. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I really am, because I like I said, you got to be passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to do it, there's no point in me making him do it
him into doing something. It'd be a rough day every day.
Right. Because like his life, I want him to do something that he enjoys doing, he's passionate about. You know?
That's awesome. Okay. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. If you have some questions, I do have a question, because I was thinking about this recently. You know, with the hurricane season and everything that's going to be happening, and things are going to start cranking up now. So let's just say we get a small storm or something comes through and you have a little bit of damage, maybe not something catastrophic, but what do you have some advice, because you are a company that's been here 20 years,
right?
Lots of experience, certainly have been through many storms, but what is your advice to folks? Because that's when we get these guys that come in from nowhere in the truck,
right?
And they're offering you a good deal to fix this, blah, 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 blah. But what are the things that we as a consumer should look for? I mean, because we look for you for licensing permit. Can you give us some advice on what to look for when we go to hire someone after a storm?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And it's a little bit of both, because we do need some of them guys to come in from out of state and help, because we want to get our city back together. And I remember after Hurricane Ivan just looking around myself and being like, oh, it's so bad, you know, and it's just overwhelming.
Right.
But what a lot of people have to realize is it will pass, you know, so we'll put it back together. We're going to fix it all. Hurricane Sally, my whole flooring store flooded. The whole thing was just covered, just flooded, like a foot of water in it. And looking at something like that, you're like, this is overwhelming. We had no insurance on it either,
far
as content insurance for all of our goods.
Well, flooding
gets
tricky too with all the laws.
So looking at something like that, you know, and you just get overwhelmed and you want just whoever shows up to help you. Like, I just want this person to help me. They're offering to do it. They can do it right now. And sometimes that pays off and that's worth that. But a lot of times you have to look at, you know, are they local? Are they going to come back and fix it if there's a problem with it down the road? Mm-hmm. Are they licensed? Because if they come in and they do the work and they're not licensed to do it, and then you file an insurance claim, they may fight you on paying the claim because the work wasn't done properly, it wasn't inspected. So items like that you have to be careful with.
Don't pay up front.
So, you know, I hear people say that.
I hear
that does get
tricky. The nightmares.
Because when we started off, we didn't charge anything up front. Mm-hmm. We just did it all payment on completion. And over the years, we've gotten to where we now take 30% up front. A part of that is just control capital.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's just capital, because it costs a lot to get this stuff done. And if it's a large job, we might take 30% up front, 30% in the middle, and then the balance on completion, which would be 40% on completion. So I don't think there's anything wrong with a deposit. Us personally, if you write us a check, we hold the check until we start the job. So if we schedule you a month out, the check is sitting in our office in a safe until we start the job.
Okay.
That's how we'd like to get it. Some people will pay online, mm-hmm. and then the money just goes instantly into our bank account. We personally would rather have a check, and we'd rather hold it. Every company's different, you know. But I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for a deposit if it's reasonable. I'd say anywhere between 10 and 30%.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's asking for half or more than half up front, that would be a red flag to me for sure.
Yeah.
And I would definitely see if they're, you know, if they're local, because you got to understand also when you're talking about licensing, most of our licenses will cover the whole state. So we can have a lot of people from South Florida come up. Florida is a big state.
Right.
Them guys are licensed and they can do it in our area. Just like for hurricane hits Miami, we can go to Miami. We just have to file our license with the local city and then tell them where they're working and they can come and legally work. So there's a lot of people that can come in from our own states that will help get the stuff done. done. And so just like anything, you just have to be thorough, go through it, ask for references, look at their Facebook, look at jobs they've done. Mm-hmm. Most of the time you can just talk to somebody and see, you know,
pretty quickly,
but not always.
Yeah. They can be pretty slick sometimes.
They can.
that's the red flag right there. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you have a question for him, 850-437-1620. Let's see. I don't know. There are those licensed contractors who were well known in town in jail because the money they took up front and didn't do the work, and they were very well known.
And that's true.
Yeah, even
I was surprised to see that because I know exactly who they're talking about.
It's been on the news.
And so that happens. But so here is what a lot of people don't realize with that is whenever we go buy a permit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I pay $150 for the permit. A certain percentage of that permit goes into a county fund with a competency board. So if you hire a licensed contractor to do your job, and they go and they rip you off and they take your money, you can file that with the competency board and you can get a portion of your deposit back up to a certain amount. So a lot of them people that did hire in that case, they can file a claim against the competency board and get some of that money back. So even if you do run into a situation where it is a licensed contractor and they do, you know, in that sense, you just take a bunch of money from people, you have recourse. You can go to the competency board. You can file a claim against them. So you do have some recourse. If they're not licensed, then you have no recourse on that.
Right.
So you just have to sue them civilly.
Okay.
But no recourse.
Got another text that just rolled in. So just, and thank you for that comment. Certainly we've all been aware of that case. It's been on the news quite a bit. Does Jonathan recommend buying storm shutters, or does today's high impact windows suffice? Do you have a preference?
So it depends. If it's a house that we're doing new, or we're remodeling the whole house, I'll just do high impact glass because, you know, double insulated glass is cheaper than high impact glass. But when you add the cost of the storm shutter to it, you're about the same price. So in that situation, I'm just like, we might as well just buy the high impact windows and not spend the money on the storm shutters. We're going to be the same price anyways. If it's an older house and you have really good windows, or say they're bigger, you know, and say maybe they were replaced a few years ago, because we're still selling and installing double insulated windows. So if you have newer double insulated windows, then I probably wouldn't pull them out and do high impact glass. At that point, I would just do hurricane shutters over them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have like old aluminum windows, I probably wouldn't spend the money on the hurricane shutters. I would just go and put high impact glass in. And yeah, I think the high impact glass is sufficient. It holds up to about the same, you know, wind speed as a hurricane shutter would. So I think it's sufficient.
Is there still time for people to do that?
There is. Yeah, there's always time to do it.
How long does it typically take?
It comes down to if they're standard.
Is,
you know, if they're standard windows and standard sizes, I mean, you could get in, you know, 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. If it's not, something has to be ordered and maybe a little bit longer. But yeah, if it's standard, you can get in a couple of weeks. So you certainly have time. And most of them are very easy to put up, little wing nuts you screw on. So can put them up and show you how to put the wing nuts on. There's tons of companies around that will come stick them up for you during a hurricane, or if a hurricane's coming, you know, that will, I mean, obviously your pay, but you can call, and you could even call us and we're sending a guy out to put them up for you.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
So, that's a big help. Pretty easy to do once you have them. So.
Okay. So I know that you will actually come out to the property, and if someone's thinking about a remodeling project or maybe thinking about changing their windows, you'll come out personally and take a look, and you don't really charge for that.
No. And we don't want to, you know, that's something that we like doing, and we like doing estimates because it gives the customer a chance to meet us and see if they want to work with us, give us a chance to meet them, see if we want to work with them. Lets both of us kind of fill out what's going on. Like I can see, hey, what kind of project do they have? Is this a project I want? You know, they can meet me and then pricing, you know, so a lot of people, it may be a lot cheaper than what you think it's going to be, or it may be much more expensive than what you think it's going to be. And in most cases, we have financing. So if you need it, we do have financing. We're very workable. But it's always a free estimate. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we do estimates. I do estimates, and we have another guy, Steve, that does estimates at my store. And you can schedule an estimate just by calling the store at 850-332-332 5905, or you can just stop by in person and see us and tell them to add you to the estimate list for the next week. And that's at 9320 North Palafox. I do encourage a lot of people to come in person if they're doing flooring or things like that. Because if you come in person and you pick out your flooring ahead of time, when I come to your house to an estimate, I can get you a price that day.
Right.
If I come out there to do an estimate and you don't know, like, you know, what kind of flooring or vanities or things like that you want, then I might have to go back and price all that stuff out before I can get the estimate done. So I always encourage people to come into the store, especially for flooring first, and just go and pick something out. Even if you're not 100% sure that's the one you want, at least it's something I can price.
Sure.
And then most of the time, they're within the same wheelhouse of each other. You know, one may be $3 a square foot, one's $250, but it's not going to be huge differences on the price. And so it gives you an idea of what you're going to spend. And it just works out well that way.
Well, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Construction and Flooring. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, if you just join us. And he is the expert on remodeling, construction, flooring. So give us a text at 850-437-1620. So we've got a few minutes left. Was there anything that you wanted to mention today that we haven't touched on? It's already flown by, Jonathan.
Right, I know. It goes by so fast.
I know. I know.
And there's so many topics I get into, and then it will probably take a while to do. Not in particularly. I would just say, hey, you know, coming into the end of the summer here or in the summer, we got to start thinking about the holidays. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would want to get their houses freshened up before, you know, before family comes into town.
Oh, true, yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of people want to get flooring and paint. And a lot of times they won't think about that until like beginning of November. Mm-hmm. And then we're at a crunch right there around the holidays. You know, they're trying to decorate, put Christmas trees up, things like that. So it's always good at the going into the fall to go ahead and get a jump on those projects, especially if it's going to be interior things or even exterior things in a lot of ways. Because like I said, people will be putting Christmas lights up, things like that, and then you got to work around it. So going into the fall, it's always a good idea to say, hey, what am I trying to get done this year, and go ahead and start planning for that, even if it doesn't happen until November, but go and have it planned and lined out, you know. And I always say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy new flooring, and flooring will bring you some happiness.
Absolutely. I'm all in. Talking with Jonathan Cook, we got another question that just came in. Speaking of flooring, vinyl or tile, is one better than the other for bathrooms? Oof, that's
that depends. Both of them are going to be waterproof. So when you say better, are you talking about better as in looks wise? Are you talking about better in functionality, or are you talking about better as in the price?
Well, can we address all three?
Right. So so price, vinyl plank is going to be cheaper than tile. Obviously.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I would say so.
See, and I would have thought the opposite.
Well, in a lot of cases it is. A lot of cases vinyl plank is more expensive, but then you got to add all the labor, and the labor is a lot more for the tile to install it, and then the thin set and grout and leveling clips, and you add all that to it, then vinyl plank becomes cheaper at that point. Functionality, they're both going to function about the same. Where I really draw the line when I'm doing bathroom remodels is depending on what kind of bathroom remodel I'm doing and which one fits the bathroom best. But I don't do it based off functionality because I feel like both would be a great floor in the bathroom. But if I'm building like a stand-up tile shower, a lot of times I want to put that tile on the floor and just flow out on the floor. And I feel like it flows better. And if it's a really nice, classy, high-end bathroom remodel, a lot of times I think tile looks better personally. But in some cases, I kind of like the vinyl plank to just flow all the way through the house. And just have that seamless look. So it kind of depends on how the bathroom is laid out and how your house is.
I guess my biggest concern is the moisture. Which is, does one deal better with the moisture than the other?
Not really. I mean, obviously, tile's not going to be hurt by moisture. But vinyl plank, I mean, it depending on what you get, you can get an SPC, which is a stone and plastic composite core. I mean, we're talking about stone and plastic. Neither one's going to be damaged by moisture. So really, you could go either way with it and be fine. And a lot of new construction, you're going to see that they're going to put vinyl plank through the whole house. And part of the reason why is because that tile, the slab needs time to cure because it might crack. And if that slab cracks, then it's going to come through to the tile. And then you got to take all that tile up. So a lot of times when we have like a new slab or a new house, I always tell people put vinyl plank down, let the slab crack. Once it cracks, we can, you know, put mesh tape over it, membrane, and then we can lay tile and then it's fine. But if it cracks and that tile is down there, it will crack the tile as well.
See, those kinds of things? That's where that 20 years of experience comes in. Yes. Absolutely.
That's something that I've learned from seeing it happen.
Yes,
we put
in
tile in, and then customers calling 6 months later on our brand new house saying, I got a crack in my tile.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, how could the tile crack? Well, it's because a slab cracked and it travels through it.
See, I would never know that. I would never know anything about that.
And most times it takes a couple of years. Of years for the slab to settle a little bit. It always gets cracks. Every slab gets cracks.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Every brand new slab gets cracks. cracks in it in a couple of years. Huh. And you never know where they're going to be. It could be in the living room under the carpet. It's not a big deal. It could be right through the middle of the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
Where it's got ceramic tile. And then you're talking about there's nothing to do other than take it all up, mm-hmm. Put a membrane on it, and relay the tile. So you're better off just wait a couple of years. So in situations like that, I say put vinyl plank in the whole house.
Right.
And then a couple of years later, you come back and you want to add tile to here or there, then go for it at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I can tell how that 20 plus years of experience and the Lego building has helped.
It has.
That makes a big difference. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Jonathan, thanks for being here. If you can give your website, phone numbers, how folks can reach you so they can get that estimate this week.
Yes. So feel free to call our store, 850-332-5905, or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Jonathansflooring.com is our website, and we also like people just to come in and see us.
Okay.
9320 North Palafox Street. We're at Palafox, right there, one block south of 9 Mile Road. I'll be back next Wednesday.
Thank you, Jonathan.